You don't understand Donald Trump. That is true.
And it's Trump. Trump is the great. He is the bull of the China shop. And it is. And what you know is it, you're seeing it across the world. You're seeing it across the country, and now you're seeing it at the local level in communities. When it's all said and done, you brush away the stuff, whether it's Brexit or whether it is Smollett, it's Trump.
All Trump.
All Trump.
All day, all the time.
Okay, let's try this again. It was Bush's fault, but now everything is Trump. I mean, Barbara Bush dies.
Mm-hmm.
They write a book.
Yeah.
And the target is Trump.
Sure. They have a funeral for McCain. The target is Trump.
Target is Trump.
Everything's Trump. It's unhinged.
You know the song, Everything's Coming Up Trump?
Everything.
It used to be Everything is Coming Up Roses, but I guess Everything is Coming Up Trump.
Yeah. Well, I ought to write something like that. I can do that. I can put that together.
Jeff, can you come up with a melody? Everything is coming up Trump.
Yeah.
You can't blame him for everything, can you?
Well, they do. They do, but it's more than that. It's not necessarily blame, but it's the cause. It's the causative factor. You know, people are. He is up. What has happened over the last two? It's all connected, and the connected thing is Trump. Whether it was the Russia investigation, whether it was Mueller's findings, whether it was what happened in Chicago yesterday, whether what's happening in Britain today, at the end of the day, it's all Trump. And it's not good or bad.
It's
it
all
just is.
Trump.
Because
weird.
Listen, it's not weird. It's you have to understand that the left is fully given over to creating a European Union in the United States. They want a United States European Union.
So they want the now I've always heard about the was it the American? Is it the Amero? Where
they're going to create Canada. Yeah.
I
don't think that's going to happen now.
So now where are we now? We just by ourselves?
No, the United Nations is considering creating their or the IMF is considering not United Nations. What am I saying? Yes, the feds are considering their own currency now.
Let's go back to this happened under Wilson. Let's go back to establishing your own currency. Let's change the Supreme Court.
Well, and who's saying that?
The left. But my question,
I didn't hear the left say anything about currency.
Oh, my question is the feds are an independent agency of itself.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
No, it was wrong to do, and even Woodrow Wilson said when he left office that was the worst mistake of his presidency.
What in the world? Why have we never done anything about it, or can you never do anything about it? How do you, as president, how do you, as the balance of power, give over your economy to an entity that you have no power over, do you give them total autonomy? Is that what happened here?
Well, that's what happened. But I'm in the minority of at least in my group of friends that I don't think the Federal Reserve was a mistake. I think it's something that's necessary. Not that I like it, but if you consider what the alternative is all bad.
But now,
it was designed to take care of a lot of stuff that was going on in the countries during the 1800s up into the 1900s. With manipulation of currency, who's on the silver standard, who's on the gold standard. You know, the Youngstown banks printed their own money. You've got U.S. currency printing around, by banks
idea.
Based there in Youngstown. It was a big hodgepodge,
there?
Yeah. Every bank printed their own money.
We got blanks in the basement.
That's new to me. I didn't know that.
No, yeah, and you go online. You can look it up.
I believe you. I'm saying that's new.
We believe that's
it.
We believe
that's
it. That's
new.
My question is that because right now we see where if they're talking about changing the currency, can they do that without
currency?
Do that?
Well, you couldn't change the U.S. currency without Congress and House of Representatives voting on it. No outside organization can come in and oppose it, and neither can the Federal Reserve. You know, the Federal Reserve operates as an independent entity only because we let it. At the end of the day, It is not an omnipresent, an infinite organization that's going to go on by itself. You know, Congress does have control over it. They can end the Federal Reserve tomorrow if they wanted to.
You don't have to end it. I just think they should actually be collaborative. I believe in collaboration.
I think it needs to go away. And I think we need to return to a gold standard.
But the gold standard is different than the Federal Reserve.
It's absolutely different than the Federal Reserve.
Who was the president that got rid of the gold standard?
Nixon.
Okay.
Richard M.
Nixon and we haven't heard from my boy lately. How's he doing?
Who?
Henry Kissinger.
He's 95. I was reading about him yesterday. He's an amazing guy. He's dating Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
He took her away from you, huh?
That's right. Guys, I gotta get to the college education thing and the Obamacare thing.
College education? What?
Yeah, because I found out that college education is a fraud. They have made me feel bad for all these years. I don't know where Doc Hill is. I need to find out how much he had in college debt when he came out of school. They have made me feel bad for all these years, making me feel as though I wasn't smart enough to go to college. And the problem was I didn't have enough money.
Well, you had enough money. You just didn't want to be in enough debt to go.
No, I didn't have enough money. If I had enough money, I could have just gotten it. I could have bought my degree, partied all the time.
You can still
away.
Buy it. Yeah, it's true. You can buy it.
You
can
do that now.
Can buy
I have a university.
You can buy a degree.
I'll give it to you for $50.
I don't think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I have a nice little embossed thing with a gold seal on it. Nobody will ever know.
No.
I'll set it on the air.
I
can't.
Want the University of Park Manji. Hey, you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. And I'm with Jeff Green. I'm Tracy Winbush. We want you to be with us, and we want you to call us. We'll be right back.
The dog just about ran away with the mic.
I see. The mic on your head. Yeah, he got
all wrapped up in the cord.
See that thing to the left of your hand?
Here.
Well, yeah, put it in there. Just pop
Mark,
it in.
Guys, no collusion. There's no collusion.
Oh, I see how it goes. Okay.
Swalwell says different.
Who?
Swalwell. That idiot. So. Oh, how did that come loose again? Yeah, just at an angle. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, man. What are you doing with your dog when you leave?
Leave when?
Out west.
Huh?
To Vegas.
Kennel.
Oh. Huh?
What kennel did you use?
Huh?
What kennel do you use?
I use Pet Hotel.
Okay.
Up on Market. They do a great job with her. They got a new place up there, but the people that she loves them, they love her.
Oh, really?
Her hotel costs as much. Her hotel costs more than mine.
What do they charge?
$27 a night. That's a hotel charge.
27, you said? That ain't too bad.
We're going some places this summer, and I've got to
find
a place to put the dog.
Come back up. Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. And our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Got Jeff and Marks in the studio with me. I got issues, guys. I got a crank call last night.
Crank call?
I got a crank call last night.
Somebody, I get them every day, all day.
They said they want to marry you. They want to go out with you. They're in love with you.
They're going
to
give you money.
They're
going to give you money.
They said they would give me money.
How much did you have to give them to get the money?
They went from seven to 14,000.
Oh wow!
My question is, what do I have to do? Because for dinner, I don't know what you call that.
Yeah,
I don't want.
But if you want to for $14,000, it's almost like when you see, you know, there are business people.
Yeah.
Where people pay millions of dollars to sit down and have lunch with them.
Yeah.
Just for an hour.
Yeah. To get
I'm
an
looking
hour
forward with. To someone paying that kind of money just to sit down and watch me eat.
I'm working with some people right now who are teaching me how to spend money so it flows down like a waterfall.
Are they teaching you how to make money?
Well, they. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I want to know how that works. but we're trying to figure it out. They sent me a detailed page as to how it works. I don't know. It looks like a Ponzi scheme to me, but
I
that's another story.
You better get in there while the getting's good.
That's right.
So you'll
get
yours
in and
first.
Get out.
You got to realize, I got this phone call, and they called two or three times last night, and I was just freaked out. For a minute, you know, I'll play along with anybody, because the last time something like that happened, it was Bill Cosby.
Well, don't answer the phone.
Well, after a couple of times, I played along for a minute and then I hung up. But it was really weird.
They need to do something. But I said the other day, between my house, my cell phone, and my office, I had 35 crank calls of robocalls and stuff. It's unending.
Why can't I not do it as a politician? But they can call me all day long about car insurance.
I don't know. I got a blocker on my phone, which kind of helps.
Yeah,
but it doesn't help all the
way.
Not enough.
No.
So my question to you is: where do we start? Do we start with Obamacare, or do we start with Jesse Smollett?
Oh, Smollett, definitely.
We gotta do Smollett because that's the time of what's going on right now.
So that's the top of the times because Obamacare. You know, they said it was
it's unconstitutional. I mean, that's
clear. We knew that anyhow.
Yes, we knew that anyhow.
So Smollett, what happened there?
You had Jesse Smollett. And probably, in my opinion, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker conspire with him to create this incident in Chicago. Okay, so
you serious?
I don't think.
Oh
so.
Yeah,
really?
Okay, now I'm gonna show you why.
Well, I like this.
Okay, I'm gonna show you why.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, we'll walk through it. I won't even interrupt.
Yeah,
you
we're not. We're not. Okay, so now.
Before I say you're crazy.
Okay, you know you. My whole page is telling me I'm crazy.
You hooked me in.
Okay.
We're hooked.
Now, so now he does this thing, very stupidly, and as he does it, he gets caught. In the middle of it, because the people he hired to do this and the script he wrote and everything, they have everything. Okay, the police have the training session when he told them how to do it. I mean, he told them what to say and what to do and all of this other stuff.
All right.
And so he goes through all of this, does it on the most asinine time that he could pick. The coldest night ever.
Right.
And then he finds two white guys Chicago, mind you, saying this is MAGA country. Now, there ain't no MAGA nowhere in Chicago.
They can't even spell it.
They can't even spell it. They can't even put it. They don't even have M's in Chicago. So, I mean, and so now you got this dumb thing out there. It starts getting investigated. The police bust him and charge him. He freaks out. I'm innocent. He's still saying he's innocent. You know why he says he's innocent? Because he knows he has a higher authority that's going to get him out of it. His President Obama's ex-aide and Michelle Obama's Tia, is it Chen, contacts the prosecutors and this, that, and other in the middle of all of this. One prosecutor, Miss Pox, gets out of it. She don't want nothing to do with it, but it's too late. She's drawn in, and then this farce of a thing starts happening. And then after she gets out, her right hand man writes this thing up. He's not violent. He's not fomenting violence. Yes, he's fomenting violence.
But hold on, Jeff, hold on. Mm-hmm. There's cops call for federal probe related to Obama's aide involvement in Jesse Smollett's case.
Yeah. Did you know that Spartacus and Kamala were the first ones to respond? And you know what they did?
What?
They initiated anti-lynching legislation in America as though there was there's a problem with people getting lynched in America. Anti-lynching legislation.
Okay, let's slow this down. So I got confused along the way. So wait a minute, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Mark Garagos.
Yeah.
Jesse Smollett and Colin Kaepernick all have the same attorney.
Yes.
And that was Avenatti?
Avenatti.
Avenatti is the same person, Dusty Daniels.
Yeah.
Attorney. So that's how that happened, right?
Yeah.
And then you have the FBI sending a probe into the Smollett case because of Obama's aides and Michelle Obama's.
No, well, they haven't acted on anything yet.
They said they're going to probe it.
They need to probe it.
The question is, why would you?
The FBI?
Why would you look at this case and then dismiss the charges yesterday if you have all that evidence?
Because the bones that are buried will show through the sand, and those bones belong to Michelle and Barack Obama. They belong to Kamala Harris, and they belong to.
Come on, Jeff.
I don't know. I've got my theory is a little bit different than that, but I like his.
But I'm just telling you. Why do you think that they would dismiss can't dismiss the federal charges?
There has to be something awful because they sealed the record. What's in there? They don't want anybody to
see.
The record of their arrest and investigation.
In the investigation, everything's been sealed. Yeah, nobody can get in there and see it anymore. Yeah.
So they sealed the record.
And the interesting thing is, I said this morning on the radio, I heard coming in that the brothers we hired, their lawyer quit, and they have clammed up. They're not talking to anybody anymore.
Yeah, they can't talk. They can't do anything.
So they're making their deal.
Let's slow this down. I got a few minutes because we got to go up against the break pretty soon, but I'm a little confused by how this is really working out. So you've got Empire, Jussie Smollett. He coerces people to come and do this faux publicity stunt.
Yes.
Then you have Kamala Harris. You got Obama's people all together around him because we've got this lynching in Chicago on the coldest day of the year. Then they come out. We find out that the bottom falls out, and all this stuff rises to the top, and we find out this is a hoax.
Yeah.
So now we're at the hoax level, and so we go after the person who committed a hoax. Not only did he misidentify him being African-American, but him being gay, as well as him being wealthy. Did he not?
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
I misidentified
that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He came out there saying that they came after him because he was Jesse, because he was gay, because
and
he was black.
And on TV, white people
that's what I'm saying.
Watch
said,
Empire
that's,
on
I mean,
TV.
Said, that's right. Racist white people watch Empire.
Yeah.
And so then you've got these two black guys who you misidentify as white guys.
Yeah.
That in the middle of Chicago on a late night.
Coldest.
It
might have been
year.
They were, skin was frostbitten.
So,
and it
hold
was
on.
Clear, you know.
That's right, because they're from Africa, but they look white in a mega cap.
Yeah, yeah.
With a face mask on. So we charge Jussie Smollett with lying, insight.
Filing falsely.
16 counts.
Yeah.
And then yesterday they dismiss them all.
Yeah.
And you want to tell me we got evidence that actually substantiates all this?
Totally substantiates.
So why would I, as Tracy the prosecutor, I don't care if my mama called me on the phone.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
In Chicago, you do.
Yeah,
Chicago, I do.
Listen, if you look at a common thread, it's not only in Chicago. There have been three, and I love this, there have been three female black prosecutors who have made the news over the past 2 years in a not good way. The latest one being this one. So there's either going to be a payoff.
But Mark, this is not a bad prosecutor. This is stupid. I'm not a prosecutor. This is stupid.
No, so there's either going to be a payoff, or there's something else that isn't, like Jeff said, there's somebody with political clout that's going to be embarrassed with all of this.
That's right.
Okay.
And I love this one. Something else happened this past week that might be related to this is Disney closed its sale with 20th Century Fox. They bought 20th Century Fox from Fox Entertainment. So now Disney owns Empire, and Disney is the most liberal corporation outside of Silicon Valley in the United States. They support liberal causes up and down, 10 ways sideways. So now if they can get Jussie out of trouble and put him back on Empire, their ratings are going to go bazoom, because everybody's going to tune in to see this guy.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Okay, let's try this again.
That's true,
okay,
too.
Okay. So, hold it. And I got to take a break in a moment. The manipulation, and going back to the top of the hour when I talked about the rules of the game, who's controlling what, who's doing what. Mark, that is a power play of manipulation. And what it does is it nullifies the whole structure and system of America.
Yeah. You're exactly right,
and
but take it one step
that,
further.
What does that say about the structure in which you live in, that rules change based upon
care.
Who you are?
But who are they taking their cues from? Take a look at what went on in Washington. It's exactly the same thing.
Mob rule does not care about America. It cares about power. You have to understand, the progressive Democrats could give a hang about America or the people of it. Otherwise, they wouldn't let the borders be run over by poor immigrants coming in unchecked. I don't care if they come in. I care that they come in unchecked.
I still can't get a Facebook ad up of David Clark.
Yeah, of course.
And hold on. And I still can't find out where to find information. Unless you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. And our call-in number is 516-595-8258. I'm going to take a break. We'll be right back. I have issues. You're being played, and so am I.
And so is Rahm Emanuel, by the way.
He's being played. What?
He's playing people.
What? This is insane, Jeff.
This is an act on his part.
Yeah, because none of them care about people that they're talking about.
No, of course they don't. They care about power. And they care about control.
I belong to this is
absolute politics, and absolutely you're going to find the Clintons at the end of it.
But Jeff, what they're doing to the people?
They don't care.
Listen,
what they're
really
doing to the people. They want the people upset.
When I come back, I'm going to bring up the spin of the backlash over with low voter turnout, because it makes people lose confidence in the system in which they're in.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know what you're going to say to it, but let's have it. We'll see.
So we got to do something about it.
Well, you start with at the top. Progressives get away with whatever they think can get away with, and like, look what they've gotten away with over the last 3 or 4 years. And it filters down. We've talked about the undermining of the American legal system. That is a serious, serious problem. And what they did in Washington, it filters down. If they can get away with it there, they can get away with it in Chicago.
So now Michelle Obama's aide now has text messages on a Smollett case?
Oh, there's a lot of them,
oh,
too.
They got a whole set.
They got a whole bunch of them.
Listen,
yeah.
Before I knew this, I spoke out on this. Okay, before I knew that information, I knew that who did this. Okay, it's very evident who did this. And you get those charges dropped. Who's the only person in Chicago that could get those charges dropped? One, Barack Obama. And she intimated to the prosecutor that they will probably call you themselves. So people want to be stupid. I follow the evidence as closely as I can. But the thing is there's sometimes you have to have a sense of what's going on.
You know this is not going to stand.
If
this prosecutor was dumb enough to listen to somebody try to, you know, to do this after she recused herself.
Well, she didn't do the thing. Yeah. She recused and let her right hand man.
No, but she was involved
in the negotiations.
And they put it out. They put this out on New York. On Chicago, Illinois Attorney General stationery. It's a three-ring circus. And it's so sloppy.
That's what I'm saying. Mark, I'm seriously. Okay, this is like robbing a bank and using your own check deposit slip to write the note.
You're right.
So why in the world would you get involved with this as a prosecutor?
Because they're stupid.
Going back to what I said about college education, what in the world are they teaching?
These people think they get away with this stuff.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No, because anybody that goes to college and gets a degree shouldn't be that stupid.
She's not stupid.
You ever watch stupid? Do you ever watch the show with the stupid robbers?
Go ahead.
Huh? Anybody watch the show with the stupid robbers? They show all
right.
These stupid. That's what this is. It's a complete botched job.
But, okay, let's go back. I got to come back up.
That's like the guy who shot Paul Gaines.
Okay. You hold on. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're brought to you by Window World Youngstown. Please call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW for your replacement windows. And the call-in number here is 516-595-8258. And I'm in studio with Jeff Green and Mark Manchin. Today is Wednesday the 26th. And during the break, I'm having a conversation with Jeff and Mark, and I can't comprehend. I'm telling you, college is making people stupid.
This is not stupidity. It has nothing to do with stupidity.
It has to be stupid.
No, it doesn't.
On the prosecutor's part, it has to be stupid.
It has to do with – no, it doesn't.
Why?
Because people die. Chicago did mess up with the Clintons or the Obamas,
okay.
Really.
Okay, Jeff.
Okay, so understand, it's not stupidity.
This is my life.
I'm scared. I better do this regardless of what it costs me.
No,
okay.
No. Mark, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm either going to die or you're going to embarrass me to no end, because if I actually drop the charges in this case, I have no cover-up. It's like a tailwind. I have no cover. See, it's like going out for a first and you expect it to have a second, and the second not showing up. It's called out. My behind is out. You can't do this.
Yeah, but you know what, Tracy?
What?
I'm going to take good care of you. We'll take good care
of
you.
Well,
don't worry about it. We'll take good care of you.
They ain't going to jail.
They're not going to jail. She's not going to go to jail. I use prosecutorial discretion. End of story.
Unless they
could show that there was a quid pro quo.
Was I?
Unless they could show that there was a payoff for what she did.
So
right.
If I just can do it out of the kindness of my heart, I can just, it's okay?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what
are
she's going
to say that?
Yeah, I'll tell you what she's going to fall back on. Are we?
We're live.
If I read Breitbart this morning, there was a list of seven criminal prosecutions that took place in Chicago over the last year or two for doing the same thing. And the headline was, these people pled guilty. But if you look at the punishments that were given to them, probation, $1,000 fine, no jail time anywhere.
Customer service.
So this thing, which really I think the root of it, and this is what we haven't talked about, the root of it was the implication that Trump supporters initiated it.
That's why he said yesterday, I will always stand for the truth and for this,
yeah,
that, and other.
We talked to Jeff this morning, is that this prosecutor saw what happened in Washington over the weekend and said, I'm going to stick it to those MAGA people. I'm going to let this guy go. And she just did it. For spite.
But again, hold on. But manipulating the judicial system this way does not make a strong, healthy American.
Oh, here we go.
It doesn't make it. Listen to what I'm saying. And my problem is, people are watching this, and they don't realize what's being done to them as they watch it. The dumbing down, the apathy, the discontent that people now have in the structure system, whether it be judicial, whether it be administrative, and the people that we elect, we are so passive now. We're letting the animals run the asylum.
There's an upside, though.
What?
That finally it's on display. I mean, everybody knew what went on behind the scenes before, but Trump comes into office. You look at what Hillary Clinton did, and she got away with it publicly. Everybody knows what she did. You don't destroy evidence that's subpoenaed, period, end of discussion. You're not the Secretary of State and then say, oh, I had a private server and didn't know it was illegal. So now we're coming over here and down over here. Well, I'm using my prosecutorial discretion to let this guy go. And I'm going to say, at least in my opinion, she didn't do anything illegal. Only if there was some quid pro quo does it become illegal. I'm going to do what I want, and if you don't like it, fooey on you.
But look what they're doing to the American everyday person.
This is your problem.
That's my point.
But your problem is this, Tracy. You think that they care.
They don't care.
They don't care until it happens to them.
But the question is, when do we start caring for the everyday person?
When do we? Who start caring for the everyday person? You're not a progressive Democrat, Tracy. Progressive Democrats don't give a rip about anybody American except themselves. That's what you have to see.
So
and the people out here need to see that.
When will the average American wake up and find out that they have been – I said this to Mark on Monday, six on Tuesday. Mark, look at me when I'm talking to you. Okay. Mark, listen
here. Do I get a gold star if I answer right?
Maybe.
Okay.
What they've done to the white male right now, they practice on black America.
Well, good segue here.
You said white male as a purple male?
I can't argue with her because she's exactly right. You're exactly
right. White male today, they've been practicing on black men since media has come into existence.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why I'm here today is because I knew that's exactly what you were going to say when I was watching it this morning.
I am trying to get people to understand. When you look at, and I figured this out during the Supreme Court with Kavanaugh, an African-American man, when he gets into a car, he has to prove that he owns the car. This is the first time we ever saw a white man accused and have to prove that he was innocent just on somebody saying, I saw him walk down the street.
I felt good.
But, Doc, that's the problem. You know, at the government level, that's the problem.
What's going on here? We are being played and manipulated by the media. They are shaping our ideals. They are shaping our substance. And this right now with the Smollett case, we need to stand up and say this is enough because they are using this to divide us, to kill each other, while they go and have a cup of tea.
Joe Biden apologized for being white the other day.
Yes, he did.
What?
What did he say?
He went back to Anita Hill, and he said, Anita Hill made this accusation years ago, and I'm sorry that I was part of it, because those white men sitting on that stage, or what he said, whatever he said, listening to her, it was just a white man's culture, and they did not understand anything about what's going on, and so therefore, we were part of this and this, that, and another. We've got to change this. We have to change this white man culture, and I said, I can't say what I said.
She can't.
He's a preacher, but can't say it.
That's what I'm saying. Listen,
the
preacher.
Well, no.
Spell
the words and leave out the vowels.
I can't even do it. I'll never be able to go anywhere else and get in the church.
There is a problem here, and they are trying to make sure that Mark and Jeff never have a conversation about what's really important, which are things that they agree on. And as they divide this country, as they socially engineer and socially manufacture our culture today, if we don't stop them, white America is going to look like inner city America.
Yeah,
which is not a good thing.
That will never happen.
That won't happen.
Oh,
but,
no.
Have you seen the opioid epidemic going on in the neighborhood?
Remember, we had
crack.
There's a difference.
Have you seen the mob and right now?
Not really.
What?
No, what you're saying is right.
I'm trying to tell you.
I don't believe that at all.
Listen, right now, when you look at the poverty of what's going on, let's talk about Boardman. Boardman is almost a 50% free and reduced fruit luncheon.
Yeah.
That tells you poverty.
Yeah.
It is coming to a suburb near you because we are not educating people to think. I was out the other day and I was having a conversation talking about logos. And if anybody knows me, I'm always talking about business and trying to get ahead because all I want to do is retire. So listen to this. I talked to the young man. He's 26 years old. He's college educated. And I began to write. And my handwriting is awful because it's a hybrid between printing and cursive.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I can't read cursive, so you need to print that.
Well, they don't teach cursive anymore.
They don't cursive anymore.
Okay, you're missing my point. So he can't read what I wrote. They don't teach cursive anymore.
Right, they don't.
He can't read what I wrote. So it's almost like, you know, shorthand. How many of you wish you'd actually paid attention in a shorthand class?
I never took a shorthand class.
Because when I sit inside of my meetings, I would love to be able to scratch a shorthand. That would just make my day.
Well,
I can't do that because I didn't. Writing don't
you
get
know
me wrong.
What I mean.
We don't use writing anymore. But when you can't read it, that means I have a debility when somebody writes a note and you can't read it. But my other question is, how do you call her from school now?
Huh?
How do you, when Earl needs to leave?
Yeah.
Early.
Right.
How do you communicate with the school?
You call the school.
So how do I play hooky?
Huh?
Well, how does he?
How does he play hooky?
Right.
What do you mean?
See, we used to write notes to the teacher and say, "Please excuse Tracy."
Oh, yeah,
right.
He still do that.
He doesn't. Yeah.
Not if they can't write in cursive.
Oh, come on. No, you don't know what parent knows how to write in cursive or
not. No, I'm
not
talking about the parents. I'm talking about the
teacher. 20 years ago, I'd agree with
you.
Not so much now. Not so much now.
And signs it as his parent. They will know none the difference.
I'm saying what we're doing to our culture. Because remember, cursive writing, education.
Tracy, there's never going to be cursive writing again.
I understand that. Okay. I understand. But it's one thing not to write it. It's another thing not to be able to read it.
Well, Tracy, you're going to be able to read it just fine because it's going to be typed up on a screen and it's going to come out perfectly.
You're missing what I'm saying, sweetheart. I have a young person, 26 years old, who can't read cursive. And what I'm saying to you is we should not be limiting our young people.
Why does he need to read cursive now?
Because we need to be able to read everything. America needs to know more than one language.
Well, my point is this: you keep saying about the culture, you're trying to do this. Well, we don't speak old English anymore in America.
I'm not going down that rabbit trail. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm headed with this. What I'm headed to is we were talking about the thinking of America, what we're teaching, where we're going, what we're bringing out. Your kid goes to school; he does not have home ec. He does not learn cursive. He does not learn civics as he should.
No, he does learn civics.
No, he learns a form of civics. He does not learn civics as he should.
Well, I mean, I think you can't say that because some people still teach
civics. Yeah, he does learn civics.
In what way? Are they teaching a full form of civics? Because I'm not a civics.
Yeah.
Civics is out of school now.
Yeah, I think he does.
Everybody's
But with what he says tells me, it sounds like he does.
But here's what I'll tell you. Inside the cities, in your inner cities, you don't have civics. Excuse you. Inside your inner cities, you do not have civics because they don't want you to know civics.
So
the left does
me,
not want you to
hold
know
on, wait
civics.
A minute, wait a minute.
They control education.
Are you telling me that they have civics at your kid's school but not civics at my school?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, my kid doesn't go to public school.
Well, that's it again, too. But I'll guarantee you, you have some form of civics.
I mean, you have government class in your 12th grade year.
You should have government class in your 10th grade year.
And you have, social studies going up and all that kind of stuff. But as far as learning civics as we did, I don't think they learn that. And I don't. And they may in the private school, but I did not realize Youngstown City does not. Because, see, I was heard so that they gloss over the government class.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm saying.
Because nobody's interested in it, one, and they don't want you to know anything, two. You have to understand that the left, which is some of the unions, and which is and not all unions, but some of the unions, especially the teachers' unions and things like that, are all replete and agree. They agree to teach only so much, and they make excuses for what they don't because.
But Jeff, what I'm saying is people are not thinking. Jesse Smollett case, somebody needs to be thinking. This is insane.
They are thinking. They're thinking they want to screw you.
And
that's
thinking,
what
they're thinking you're stupid and not going to get
it. That's right. That's what they're thinking.
That's
you're
what
stupid.
They're thinking.
Black America think about this case right here.
Nothing.
You want to know why these people do stupid things. When you're in a position that you think, and it's not just in Chicago. You could see it. I'll give you examples right here in Youngstown where people reach to a point where they think they're in a position that they're untouchable, that they can do anything and nobody's going to come and get them. And that is a problem. And that's a problem on steroids in Chicago, but it's the same dynamic. You know, and whether it's the government up in Washington, in Ohio, or in Cleveland or Chicago or Youngstown. People get in these positions, they feel they're omnipotent. They feel invincible. We call it black robe fever in the legal profession, but there's other names for it going around. They're going to do stupid things because they think they can get away with it.
So what they're doing to the white male, they've done to the black male. The emasculation of the male is really, really true.
Yes.
And we need to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yes.
And what we're doing with poverty and education, and when I say about crack cocaine versus opioid use, when I'm talking about education and civics and knowing what you need to know and so that you can actually play in the rules of the game, we're still playing checkers while the world is playing chess.
But they got a problem with the Democratic Party, Tracy, that's going to allow them to keep doing it, and they're going to keep doing it because they feel that they're losing ground within the African American community.
That's
and so they need to shore that up, because they're not going to win in 2020 if 20% or 30% if the African American community votes Republican. And that's and even then it's going to be a stretch for them.
And my question is, when are African Americans going to wake up and say, you know what, we need to actually get in the game and play it so that they're actually going to be beneficial?
You misunderstand.
What?
They think they're playing it by voting Democrat.
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They're playing suckers still.
So, well, of course they are, but they don't know that they're being suckers. And you can't tell them because you're on the enemy side. You have to understand that that's the prevailing thought.
Jesse Smollett files a false report.
Totally false report.
Missed the charges. They have all the evidence against him.
Mm-hmm.
How many people right now are sitting down in our county court system on charges that they need to have a bad mistake, bad decision, and no one made a phone call for them?
Amen.
Well, that's, come on now. Especially in Chicago,
that's exactly the problem.
I said, but especially in Chicago, you're right. You're absolutely
and now,
right.
You know what they
Why
did?
Why are they not using their celebrity for good use so we can actually get some stuff done?
And what they've done, they've made it worse. They've made
that's
it worse for
saying.
The African-American guy sitting
that's
in jail right
I'm
now.
That's what I'm saying.
But they don't understand that. They don't get it.
Now people can pass letters and you don't even know what they say because it's in cursive.
Well, I mean, that you're taking that too far. Way too far.
It's going to be on my mind for a long time.
Okay, way too far. And, I think there's some people that don't know how to read and read cursive.
They can't read, period.
Okay, that's true. Some people.
And they can't write.
And I don't think it's any deeper than it was.
Keep it going. I'm taking a break. Hold on. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Yeah, are you coming back to that? Because a statement.
Everybody's volume needs to be like Jeff's.
Everybody's
volume.
I can't
think
everybody's volume like Jeff because we're going out.
Well, I'm also projecting.
And Jeff is better out than he is in our ears.
Yeah.
Huh?
You need to find out what number you're on and turn him down.
No. On the radio.
Oh, okay.
Listening in?
Yeah.
So, Josh.
I'm projecting.
Josh.
So you only hear Jeff.
The only
Jeff.
One that you can really hear out on the sound check is actually
okay.
Jeff.
I really barely hear you.
And they barely hear me.
Yeah.
So I need to turn mine up?
Yeah, you keep turning it down.
All I can hear is mumbling from you.
My mic?
Yes.
No, I can't hear.
Do I need a different mic?
Okay.
Sometimes I'm pulling too close. Sometimes
yeah,
I'm back
well,
too far.
Stay,
I don't know where to stay.
Stay on the ball.
I need to switch my mic out. Okay.
But everybody needs to be like Jeff.
No.
Not like Jeff, but sound like
Mike
okay,
Jeff.
So I'm going to change my headset out.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna find me one that's gonna be just as good as this one.
Nah, I bought a cheapie for the.
Hey caller, hold on. I'm gonna come back from break and I'll bring you up. Who's this?
Joe.
Who?
Joe.
Yeah. Hey
Joe from Youngstown.
Hey Joe from Youngstown. Listen, I'm gonna bring you up as soon as I come back from my break. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. You know what, Tracy?
What?
I just started listening to your show and you're really hard to hear sometimes and. Jeff is the only voice I hear constantly.
That's what we just found that out.
I'm going to try to change that.
That's the only reason I called. Oh, you guys have a great show, and I will start calling and commenting when I hear it more.
Well, I appreciate that.
I want to hear
thanks.
All three of you.
All okay.
Right. Take care.
It's Jeff
That's all
friend.
We hear.
That's all we hear.
Okay, let me do this. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Lord.
1, 2, 3, no. That's not right.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number is 516-595-8258. I'm sorry you guys haven't been able to hear me. This is the Jeff Green Show. I'm his friend Tracy. Got Mark and Dr. Hill in studio with me. And it's just 5 minutes to it's 5 minutes to lunchtime.
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
I can sound good now, yeah.
I don't know if they can hear me in the air now, but they can hear me now.
We'll see.
No, whatever you did, because I told you going in, it was weird.
I hit another button. They told me I'm not allowed to touch the buttons.
Yeah, you shouldn't be.
Jeez, so I get.
That's just the button theory.
They don't let me touch the button.
I'll tell you later. But anyway, getting back. Go ahead. Back to your next thing. Do what you want to do. Because you know where I'm going to go. I think you're taking it way too far.
I'm not taking it way too far, but listen, listen, Tracy and friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. If anybody asks you what you do mid-mornings, you listen to Tracy and Friends, and you tell them that you go out and buy replacement windows that win the world. Youngstown on Southern Boulevard in Boardman. And you can call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. And please tell them that you heard it at Tracy and Friends.
You need to put on WHKZ 1440 AM.
That all they got to just walk in the door and say, Tracy, that's all I want you to do.
Yeah, but everybody needs to know to listen to WHKZ 1440 AM.
Say Tracy and win the world.
Tracy?
Yes, sir.
You need windows to open now. Summer's here. It's time to open up the windows.
Yeah.
You need new windows to open.
Yes,
and you can know what you can open a closet up. But you know, it's hot in here, but I had the air on, but I don't know what happened to it because the heat's still blowing.
In here. It feels good. It feels good in here.
It's getting hot.
Yeah,
straight Nelly.
Your friend that couldn't read cursive, I'm a little bit surprised about. You should be able to read cursive if you could read printed.
He cannot read
cursive. It looks similar. Yes,
yeah,
no,
they're
little.
Similar. I speak Russian a little bit. Yes. You look the Cyrillic.
Yes.
The Cyrillic cursive and the Cyrillic non-cursive aren't related at all. You've got to learn that alphabet twice.
I will tell you guys this off air, but I will not go on air with my issues with writing and cursive and reading and writing. I think it's very, very telling that we as Americans, if we're not careful, we're going to lose a skill. But that's a whole other issue for another day.
It's done.
Well, we're going to use
technology.
Writing just in general because everything will be –
on a keyboard.
Yeah.
I said that before you came in.
And then you're right. You'll be able to just say what you want. It'll appear.
And is it good for you?
If I can't write cursive, how am I going to write a check?
Well, you don't have to because there's no check.
They're getting rid of those.
They're getting rid of checks.
What checks?
Yeah.
Not for old people.
Oh, yeah.
And so again, how do you – there are some things I think that we need to take a different look at. I just do.
Yeah, you are losing that – part of society, and it might be something that you really loved because
I don't love it.
Whatever.
I just think.
But then, by the time it is finished,
you can't write the
have,
vision and make it plain if you do it on a
have
desktop.
A little machine.
Yeah, do I need to teach myself how to write a check? No.
Scan a cursive document, and then spit it back out to you, and so you can hear what it's being said.
Okay, let me say it this way: if I have to ask somebody else to translate everything that goes on, how do I trust a translator? Let me tell you this way. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I said to him, I trust you. He said, let me tell you the parable. And I said, what parable? He said, the parable of the father and the son. And I said, okay. He said, his son is on second story. He said, jump down. And the little boy jumps, and he jumps into his arm, and he holds it. He goes to the fourth story, and he jumps, and he says, jump down. To catch a demon, said, life is good. So he gets up to the sixth floor, and he says, jump. And the little boy says, no. He said, jump, I got you. He said, okay, and he jumps. And his father let him fall. He said, there comes to a point where you can't trust anyone. So when it comes to writing, there's a lesson in it. When it comes to writing, you can't always trust who transcribes that which you need. You have to have a second opinion.
Well, once again.
And we're getting to the place now where we are depending upon machines to everything. I can't call you, Jeff. If somebody says, your phone is off, and I'll give you $1 million if you call Jeff Green right now, do you realize that I'm going to stand on the outside and go, 360?
I'd be busting into somebody's house using their phone.
No, I can't use the phone. No. I can't use the phone because I don't know the number. I don't know your number. Remember, we're losing a lot.
Oh, well, I mean.
And if we keep on, as young people, they're gaining a lot of knowledge, but they're losing a lot of wisdom. They're losing a lot.
Losing a lot of interpersonal skills.
We can't lose all of that. That's not good.
Well, I totally agree with you, but at the same time, you're not. It's not going to.
I'm gonna come back
change.
And tell you. We're gonna have a writing America. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our calling number here is 516-595-8258. Want to thank you for being with us today. We'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you and enjoy the sunshine.
And thank you, Joe. So how do we fix this?
Thanks, Josh.